Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey.
Welcome to Diving Into Writing. This episode is about looking ahead to getting published.
Now, I thought that what we would be talking about today is the advantages and disadvantages of both.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Rather than promoting one or the other.
Oh, yes.
Because I think we're both coming from completely different points of view, whilst at the same time not at the same time understanding each other's point of view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think people would be very interested to hear about e-publishing, which you're more interested in. And more people have probably read something about getting published the old-fashioned way through a publisher.
Old-fashioned way. I think there's still plenty of people that do it that way.
But if you start telling us a little bit, so what made you decide to go the e-publishing route?
Okay. Well, number one, I didn't want to spend a lot of energy trying to get someone else to publish me. I didn't want to spend all that time trying to get an agent or sending manuscripts out. And when I looked, there weren't many that you could directly send manuscripts to. Mm. It was mainly trying to find an agent. But then if you find an agent, you've got to pay the agent or they get a percentage of your earnings. And on top of that, you only get a tiny percent. So, but it wasn't really the money, because for me, it isn't particularly the money. It's more a case of being my own boss. Because I already work for someone. I don't want to work for two people. Mm-hmm. And having the control. And I kind of like the idea of having my own business and being responsible for that.
So that's quite a lot of pros you've thought of there.
Yeah.
And I think there was another one as well, which is you maybe touched on, but was more like artistic control.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned before about being an indie publisher.
Yeah.
So how you wanted to control, for example, how it looked.
Mm. Mm. I don't think I'd be happy with someone else choosing those things for me.
You were quite clear on that, didn't
you? Yeah. Yeah. It is something I feel really strongly about.
Mm.
And mainly because I really hate some of the book covers.
Yes.
That some of the authors that I love have. Mm. And I just think, why would you? And it's because they don't have any control over them.
So we haven't said any negatives.
Okay.
Have you thought of any negatives?
Well, it's a lot of work. You're doing an awful lot for yourself. Mm. You've got to learn more than just writing, you've got to learn marketing. But I think that you've got to do that anyway.
Yeah, I think you have. I do think nowadays publishers expect you to do quite a lot of that.
Yeah. But the things that publishers do for you is they sort out an editor, they sort out finding your cover designers. You don't have to do any of that yourself. And they take a level of financial risk, I suppose, in that if they're giving you an advance, then you're getting paid.
Yes.
Even if it's not a massive amount of money, you've got that money then, haven't you?
Mm.
Whereas as an indie, you're getting paid when you sell. So,
Just before we go on to the other ways of getting published, though, I think another thing that makes it different, the way you plan your writing, if you're going your route, is you have to think more about the future publications now.
That's true.
Seems to me that you feel like your audience would expect your next book quite promptly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's yes. not a negative, it can be a positive, but it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, and it depends how you write as well, doesn't it? As to whether you can fulfil that promise, I suppose.
Yes, because it means having the confidence to write two or three books before you know how they'll be received.
Yes, if you put them out like that, your options are to put them out one after the other if you had three books. But most people don't. Most people do just write a book and put that book out.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're expecting great things because they've put all this effort into the book. And then, as I understand it, not a lot happens because there's so many people publishing that your book can easily get lost in the masses. So, and
you told me once about how to get it so that it's visible. Was that to get it on Unlimited?
Oh, Kindle Unlimited. That's a big question. That's a whole pod in itself.
Is it?
Yes.
Shall we come back to it?
Yes.
But it's how to get it sort of at the top of a list.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon's still the biggest publisher.
Yeah.
But it's whether that's going to stay the same, because the other thing about indie publishing is that it's changing all the time.
Yes. But I read a statistic and it said that Amazon is 30% of the publishing market at the moment.
I think in some areas it might be even bigger.
Well, in the bestsellers, the 100 bestsellers, it's bigger, because it's 61% of in the 100 bestsellers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those figures change all the time.
Yeah.
But for people who are interested, they can always look them up online. I was looking at a source called Authors Earnings, or just authorearnings.com, actually. Authorearnings.com. And you can see all these statistics about what sells better and how. And
what I do love about indie publishing as well is that you're taking the chance out of it. So you're talking about your craft. If you're good at your craft, if you learn what you're doing, produce good books and put the work in, learn how to sell, then you can make a living. That's what's fascinating.
Yes. So the good thing is that if you can write, you're likely to be successful in the way that you describe, whereas you could be a very good writer and just fall into a waste paper basket by the other route.
Yeah, because publishers are looking for something very specific, aren't they?
Yeah. And quite famous authors have ended up in the waste bin somewhere and then luckily been retrieved. But not everybody's so lucky. Some of them just hit the bin and that's it. But perseverance in the more traditional way of publishing is really important. So if I decide to do that, I would have to be that resilient person that doesn't give up, that keeps sending out, keeps... But you mentioned the agent, and I did once approach an agent for a sort of a work-related project I was doing, and the agent got back to me and said they liked what I'd done, but they would like to revisit it later in my career. And I thought, yes, well, how do I get further on in my career if I can't get an agent? And it's that sort of thing that's so hard if you go more traditional. But since we're trying to be a bit balanced, shall I say a couple of the things in favour of the publishing way?
Yes, because I still feel that that's the way that you'd like to go. And I think that you might indie publish, but that wouldn't be your first choice.
Well, maybe because I think you always have to think of what matters to you about your writing. And I think seeing it, I'm a very visual person, I think a dream for me would be seeing the book on a shelf. But that is actually one of the general benefits of doing it, is that according to things I've read as well, this isn't just my opinion, Amazon is best for known authors and non-fiction authors. And it's because it's harder to browse authors you don't know.
Mm.
If you have an author in mind, it's easy to find it. But I think they're working on that more. This is what the book I was reading said.
That's where your marketing comes in as well.
Yes, definitely. You do your own and things like using social media. But the idea of browsing is something in favour of the other kind of publishing, because you have greater visibility in a shop if there was a pile of your books to be seen. But of course, that's very brief, because if you were lucky enough to get to be W.H. Smith's Book of the Week or something like that, people see it for a short time, and very short time, and then it's sort of off and someone else is on there. So I think it's quite hard for people like me. If you read Writers and Artists Yearbook or this other one that I borrowed from you, Getting Published by Harry Bingham, they're quite off-putting because they make it sound so difficult to get anywhere with it. And yes, they give you a few tips, but the overall message is this is well nigh impossible, but you might just manage.
Yeah,
that kind of thing, which you have to have a certain personality to override those kinds of things. And if you do, then you would probably do some of the things that are obvious to do, like read it carefully to make sure that you know the publisher does your type of writing, or they have an imprint that does your type of writing. And if you can, find a name. And I've heard this before, that it's really important to try and find a name to send your piece to. And then things that you know, I'm sure everyone's heard of, like you usually have to send an outline, an author's profile, some like the whole manuscript, some like the first 10,000, it can be words, or it could be three chapters. So you have to carefully find out what they all want. It's no use just bombarding a number of publisher names. And so if I do finish the book I'm doing, I'll be looking at that. I'll be looking at which publisher seems the right one for me. And who knows? But I know it's the difficult thing to do.
Mm.
I'm not a natural with social media, and I'll probably have to use it whichever method.
Yeah.
And the same with giving talks, which I'm more comfortable.
I don't think that you have to do anything. It's about doing something, and probably about what's comfortable for you.
Mm.
The trouble I find with social media is that it's such a time drain.
Mm.
It just drains your time away. And it's really difficult to do that as well as writing, as well as the day job, as well as everything else.
Yeah.
But I don't... I love my day job as well. So it's I do take my writing seriously, but I'm not nowhere near ready to give up my day job, even if I was earning enough money to do that.
So you've got a day job and, you know, home to run like most people, and you've also got the writing, but also the social media marketing side, or what some people call a platform.
Yeah, but I'm not good at that. It's something that because I've not put my first novel out yet, I do have an email list, and that's because of the short stories that I've had published. But I'm not brilliant at the social media, just because of how much time it takes. And I try and avoid it because I can get drawn in too much. I'm trying to post regularly on Instagram, but my regularly is once a week, and I think it needs to be more often than that. But my plan is to increase that.
Mm.
You know, when I've actually got something to sell as well.
More than blogging?
I think the two aren't mutually exclusive. I think you have to do both.
Mm.
But what I do try and do is link them up so that you know, so when you do a blog, it goes on your Facebook, it goes on your other account, your Twitter. And I only do Instagram, I don't do anything else. But Instagram's sort of separate to that. But there are too many.
So your favourite writers who do publish in this way, are you doing everything that they do?
I think so. But not enough. If we probably always feel like this, that you're not doing enough in order to promote. But I'm, at the moment, I'm just trying to build it slowly, rather than I am looking long term. I'm not looking for, so I'm not expecting when I do put my first novel out, I'm not expecting to sell a vast amount, and I won't be marketing the first one either, because until you've got a number of books out, there's probably no point. But I will be, I'm going to try and put some free stuff out as well, you know, yes. So that because people do like my writing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got the people on my email list already. So it's about getting that out there.
You already have done some free stuff, haven't you?
I've not put, yes, on my website, but I've not sent it out to people, you know, properly packaged. So I need to do that next.
I'm thinking to read you a little passage from the writer's yearbook. It's from someone called Claire McIntosh. And she's talking about the wonderful thing of when you get your book out and it's successful. But then she says, over the last 3 years, I've worked and continue to work extremely hard. If you've ever envisaged life as an author to consist of wafting around in a smoking jacket, eating chocolates, and occasionally scribbling creative brilliance in a moleskin notebook, I can assure you that the reality is very different, although no less enjoyable and often featuring no less chocolate. That reminded me of you.
There's chocolate definitely features in there.
But they do emphasise the hard work involved, and I thought that was rather good.
Yeah, so whichever route you go, it's hard work. It's just that with the indie side, you've just got that bit more control, and knowing that if you put the work in and you've got the product, you can sell it.
Yes. And one quote I came across as well, which I'll paraphrase, but basically it's saying that financially you're likely to gain more by self-publishing.
I mean, to be completely honest with you, in an ideal world, it'd be best to be hybrid and do both.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, and then you get more exposure. So because people who see your book on a shelf, I'll probably Google you and would probably buy other books by you.
Yeah. And more writers now have a website. So, I mean, writers publishing the traditional way, let's say. At the end of the book I've just read, which I loved, by the way, Eleanor Oliphant is absolutely fine. I don't know if you've heard of it. My daughter recommended it. And it was so funny and a little bit sad. But brilliant, I thought. But at the end of books now, they often have a bit of chat with the author. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
You ask a couple of... Well, someone's asked them a couple of questions about how they did it. And it was interesting because she said that she'd read something about loneliness and it had set her off, you know, a magazine article about how many people are lonely. And that's what had given her the character.
See, that's another inspirational route.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I wanted to tell you another quote, that one I said about Aristotle, about process, and I'm not sure if it's relevant, but I think it is right now, if I can find it. Oh, yes, Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit.
How true.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful. Bye for now.